let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Now in its second printing, Rewritten Lives by J. Elliott Howard is a book of poetry that touches the cycle of life. As one lives life, letting go, learning lessons, rough times, standing again, rebuilding, loving, and completion are the facets that keep repeating. As the heart grows, the spirit gets stronger, and these poems are the notes of development. Now in its second printing, experience it again, then read J. Elliott Howard's second book, Take a Walk with Me, for even more. J. Elliott Howard is a husband and father, authored two books of poetry, had a supporting role in the movie Avenger, which was directed by Crystal Bolden, available on Amazon Video. He'll be in the follow-up feature film that will begin filming this fall. J. Elliott Howard, author of Rewritten Lives, a moving and inspirational collection of poems about the lessons our everyday lives teaches us, joins us on This Week in America. Elliott, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, Rick. Thanks for having me on the show.
It is our pleasure. And the video version of this, he's coming to us via Skype, and the video version on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Just click on video or Google it on YouTube, and you'll find it. I gave your background there, Elliott. Talk a little bit about poetry. When did you get interested in poetry, and why?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I got into poetry when I was 16. It was shortly after I moved to Houston, Texas in 1993. My friends and family that know me up to that point will know me as a talker, but when you go to a new city and no one knows you, you have no one to talk to. And, of course, there's this funny story. I was trying to press a young lady to go I had a crush on her. So I... my dad, being as cool of a man that he is, he had a big anthology of poetry, and I was like, well, that'd be pretty cool. I can try to impress her that way. So I found a Shakespeare sonnet that was short enough that I could practice it enough that if I talked to her on the phone, I could recite it, and try to pass it off as my own, right? Yeah, plagiarism. But hey, it was all in the course of trying to impress. And she let me down gently on this one because I had it down smoothly to the point that I had basically memorized it. Then I sent it over the phone, and she basically said, nice recitation. And it hit me a certain way. It was kind of like, okay, this is not how I wanted it to go. We still ended up going out on a date and all those things, right? It really was just a really true classy lady. And, but I just never again, at that point, I was like, you know what, never again am I ever going to recite someone's poem trying to impress somebody else. So, like, I'll use my own words. And at that point, man, that's close to like 30 years ago, the horses, we were off to the races. And so I'm one of those guys that likes to dive down rabbit holes. So it wasn't just about writing poetry, it's learning all things about poetry. And all things so I could know what I could do with it, because it's not enough for me to just write one particular style. I wanted to actually be diversified and be able to write about anything using any style that I want, and be mindful of the style that I'm using. So that way, it's like it was me storing my creativity in that. So that's how we got started, and writing the poetry actually made it easier for me to talk, interact with others, and actually embrace my surroundings. That wasn't the plan. That wasn't what was in my mind. It was just the side effect of it ended up having all these other benefits that came along with it.
You know, it's interesting how this all started. Our guest on the program is J. Elliott Howard. He is the author of the book we're talking about, Rewritten Lives. Now in its second printing, you'll find it at Amazon, all of the usual places. We got the book cover up on the screen, and that's, you know, you'll see that. And Elliot's got a copy that he's holding on camera as well. We've got that up on the screen, and people will see that. And you go to Amazon, that's the one you want to look for, Rewritten Lives. Talk about the story behind that. I just did a very brief synopsis on what it's about, and really is touching so many people in a positive way. What's the story behind Rewritten Lives?
Well, the story behind Rewritten Lives, it really is about the fact of people, it's evolution. It's about the fact of that there, you know, we all change. I mean, Rick, you and I were, we were once younger men. And,
yeah. And even and yesterday, and, yes.
And, yeah, exactly. You know, I just turned 21, like, you know, 21 years ago, 23 years ago. But all that being said, though, I had to, but we change, we grow. And a lot of times it is a simple fact of, you know, as we just get older, and other things, it could be a fact of there was a significant event that happened that causes us to change. And so it could be a death of a loved one. It could be other significant emotional or life-changing events that then it forces us to take a look at assess who we are and our situation. And slowly but surely, we start to change, to adapt to the new normal in our lives, right?
Yes.
And so then, and so then there's the process of letting go, and then that and so the poems and the chapters in the book represent that of letting go, seasons of hate, which is, you know, seasons of darkness where you're facing your old you versus your new you, and it's hard to let go of those habits because you might have liked how you were up until that particular point, and old habits die hard. But then you come out of that, out of the darkness, and then you find your new love, and then you realize that at the end of it all, there was all a means to an end, where, yeah, you know, and the cycle will continue all and on until we're done here. So that's how Rewritten Lives is built. And for me, the origin of it is the fact that, for me, the backstory that paints it for the Rewritten Lives for me was the fact that I my grandmother had been diagnosed with final stage cancer, breast cancer, the summer of 2010. And so she was living in Ohio, and I was living in Texas, so I wasn't able to see her. So I wrote poems, and I sent those poems to my family to read to her, to comfort her, so she could at least have my words, even though we couldn't be in each other's presence. And so, and you'll see that in the book, in the prologue called Days for Ebony. And because, like, you know, she was diagnosed with final stage cancer in June, and by September she was gone. So that left me with one grandmother left, and that was my dad's mom. And so the challenge was to put everything together, and I didn't want it to do it as an anthology. And anthologies do have their place, but I felt like my main influences in poetry was actually not Shakespeare. It was actually like Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, where the poems can be read individually, but if you read them from beginning to end, they tell a story. So unlike an anthology where they just put everything together and then just like, hope you like this piece of work, I wanted an implicit story line to actually carry the reader from beginning to end. And because it's poetry as opposed to a regular narration, you're reading in first person. You can put yourself in that situation.
Yes.
It's like you telling the story. And that'll carry you all the way to the end. And the poems, like, they're all individually titled, and they have different things, you know, storylines to them and all that. But the implicit nature of what we're talking about, the nature of letting go and evolution and change, the poems kind of fit that. Well, for each chapter, the poems fit those chapters. And so that's the backstory. By the time that by 2011, which was 10 years ago, March 29, 2011, my Grandma Howard's birthday, when Rewritten Lives was originally released, and that did that on purpose because so that way it would be ready to go by her birthday. She got the original author's copy with the original cover and all that, with her name firmly in it.
Oh,
and
nice.
You know, because in fact, along with my Grandma Coker, which was one that died the previous year from cancer, and that was all emotionally moving. So it was so emotionally moving this year that when the book finally gets released as a commercial release under Hard Drive Publishing, because Hard Drive Publishing was their owner and founder, Henry H.D. Campbell, was one of the critics of Rewritten Lives when it originally came out. He reviewed it, gave it 5 stars, loved it, and he started asking me about what I was going to do for my next work. you know, and what was I, you know, what were my plans? And I said, I didn't know. I was trying to put some stuff together. And he said that he wanted to publish my work going forward. And so, which meant I said, what do you mean by that? Because I was completely ignorant of the whole publishing industry.
Oh, really exactly, yes.
And so he explained it. So basically, with me as a traditional publisher, publishing your work, you don't have to deal with the marketing and the placement and talking with the bookstores or anything like that. I do that for you because I want to get the book sales. So yes. you're not going to have to come out of pocket and all that. And then the marketing is going to be better because it's going to be coming with the backing of the company. And so that was a mind blower right there. So that's where Take a Walk With Me comes in, because that came out last year as my first commercial release, even though it was book two in the Rewritten Live series. So, So then this year when Rewritten Lives comes out, you know, Rewritten Lives had gotten 23 reviews on Amazon and Barnes & Noble alone, and got 4.5 out of 5 stars over the last
Fantastic.
Decade.
Fantastic.
So that was the book that he wanted. He was excited about my next work, which was Take a Walk With Me, but he really wanted Rewritten Lives as well. So that way both of them would be under the banner and make it easier for you all as readers, that you look for Elliot Howard, you look for one place as opposed to multiple places to find all my work.
So yes, and you can find all of those, the two books that Elliot is talking about at Amazon and all the usual places, and we've got book covers up that people will see as they're watching the video version of this. So, boy, the time is going by so quickly. Now, these books are part of a series that you're explaining, so talk about that.
Okay, so the point of the series is there's a couple more books left to go, and because it's all part of the Rewritten Lives, what I call Rewritten Lives universe. It's all about evolution. It's about the journey. It's about the story of life.
Yes.
So where Rewritten Lives talks about the overall evolution of change, Take a Walk With Me actually is a book that the poetry is love-based. I'm not the traditional love poem poet. I'm not a gusher. In real life, I'm not even a gusher. I mean, I'll say I love you, but just pouring out all those things, I'm just not. But what I am intrigued about is talking about the journey. And as a guy, you know, men were not really good when it comes to talking to younger men or expressing with other men about, like, you know, how the relationship between them and their partner is, and how they got from point A to point B. And so Take a Walk With Me is that perspective of what that actually feels like from a guy, that being me. And it's not really, again, it's not autobiographical. Rewritten Lives is an autobiographical. But what it is it's on the cover. Take a Walk With Me is on the concept of, you see the people that have been around each other, that are married and have a long-term relationship, you know, they can walk up to that their significant other and just say, take a walk with me, and that person gets up and goes. No explanation. They don't need to have a debate. They just get up and they go.
Yes.
You know, and that type of relationship is different than someone that's just a casual friend or someone that you go into workplace. Like, no, this person, they might debate, even your best of friends, your longest of friends, still might debate you trying to find out where you're trying to take them to. But that particular person that doesn't ask just willingly trusts you and goes with you. That's a different relationship. And so Take a Walk With Me is a walk in that journey.
I love the title of that. I mean, that really says it all, doesn't it? Yeah, Take a Walk With Me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that's one of Elliot's book that's available. What are you working on now? What can we expect next?
Okay, so the next title that I'm going to be submitting to Hard Drive Publishing by September, that's my goal, is Earnest Thoughts. Earnest Thoughts has the backdrop of that is that when my grandma Howard, when I put a binder together of two books, Rewritten Lives was one, Earnest Thoughts was the other, and they were in the binder that I gave to her, just in case she were to pass away before Rewritten Lives was to be published.
Yes.
So that way she would have had the first two original anything from me. And so she was first. And so in that binder was Earnest Thoughts as well. And so now I'm going to be, you know, going back and finishing that up and submitting that to Henry Campbell, H.D. Campbell, for Hard Drive Publishing to publish. Then after that, there's going to be another book called Days of Revelation that follows Ernest Thoughts. And then there's going to be a narrative poem, because I'm also a big fan. I was always a big fan of the narrative poems like the Odyssey and the Iliad. And of course, the poem what I'm going to write is nothing like that. It's just going to be a relationship narrative where actually, but it's still going to be telling a story, but doing it poetically with prose. Hmm. And it's called Rewritten Lives Tale: The Life and Times of Michael Tackett. And I have the introduction in chapter one actually on LinkedIn in the notes section. And so I'm going to be picking that back up again. So after I get done with the other two titles that I talked to you about.
Elliot is very busy and continuing to creatively put his work out there and impress and touch so many people. A few minutes left in the program. Not sure where the time has gone, but I keep mentioning Amazon. Where's the best place to get copies of your two books?
My books can be purchased at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Those are the two best places, as well as you can also go to HardDrivePublishing.com. Which has both books, and they will direct you to all the places that the book can be purchased. Because Google Books also sells the book, and the books are available on hardback, paperback, and ebook.
I got a minute or so left here. What's this experience been like for you? I mean, to go on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and you look and you see all these rave reviews, because you're touching so many issues that all of us go through in life, and you express yourself so well. What's this been like for you?
I mean, it's been eye-opening. It's been confidence-boosting. It's just like a poem that's in Days of Revelation, which I urge everybody to get when it comes out. It's like knowing God's love is knowing your worth, and knowing that you have, that people actually like what you are saying. It's really affirming.
Well, and you're doing such a wonderful job. I mean, the books are doing so well. This is the second printing of Rewritten Lives by J. Elliot Howard. If you're Googling, Elliot is E-L-L-I-O-T and Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D. The book is Rewritten Lives, and then also the book available that we mentioned on the program, the one that's, I love the name of this, Take a Walk with Me and Rewritten Lives. Both of these, so well done, available. We just mentioned Elliot did where the books are sold, and we'll have all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Elliot, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations on the success of you're having with the writing. Keep on writing, and we'll keep on talking with you. So be come back with us on the program, and we'll do this again.
I look forward to it. Thanks for having me, Rick.
Thank you very much. Again, it's J. Elliot Howard. The books are available wherever books are sold. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.